with you to tell you what you mean to me. You made my life complete. V made you very sweet. WXYZ. Ooh, it's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me.
There he goes. That's Tommy Sands from our suggestion line on this Thursday morning from AM 1230 WSBB. Well, I got to tell you, yesterday, professional physical therapy down in Edgewater having a ribbon cutting for their new location. Jeff Berner's on the other end of our line. Jeff, what a fabulous day to unveil your new location.
You're absolutely right, Skip.
Well, you know, a lot of people were there, and a lot of people really was starting to understand the importance of physical therapy as people were talking there.
As well as seeing the new growth, I think the support from the city and the recognition that the city and the chamber gave us yesterday was very appreciated. They see us as a poster child for the growth in the new economy, and so it was very appreciated. But even more so, I wanted to give my appreciation to you and Barbara, because having you there was very important to me as a partner in our growth and in our advertising. And I can't say enough about WSBB as an advertising agent for us.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, one of the things is I was going around and talking to the different people while we were there. One person was talking about support muscles, and I sort of smiled like I knew what they were talking about. But Jeff, I have no idea. Explain everything to me.
Well, just like you have support staff that is helpful for you, and I have to give an additional thank you to Barbara for helping me remember all of my support staff, especially my wife. She gave me the eye and let me know that I was leaving her out of the thank yous at our ribbon cutting. But the support muscles are muscles that aren't necessarily directly injured when you perform an activity, especially if you need those muscles to control a joint.
Okay.
It may not be the major mover of the leg, for example, but if you don't have the rotary muscles of the hip that are working correctly, like, for example, the gluteal muscles, if the gluteal muscles aren't doing their job, you may end up with torque or force happening at the knee. So you may feel an injury at the knee that's actually being caused by a weakness in the butt muscle.
Okay.
Furthermore, if somebody has commonly known as sciatica, that can also be caused by a weakness in the butt muscle, the gluteus maximus, not doing its job and relying on a very small muscle that shouldn't be relied on, resulting in pressure on the sciatic nerve where it goes underneath of the muscle.
Okay, are you saying like in the old days when they said the knee bone was connected to the ankle bone and all that? Your muscle is the same thing.
It's all connected. In addition, it's important that it is coordinated and controlled by those support muscles.
Oh, okay.
Whether it be the rotator cuff muscles in the shoulder that frequently get injured, but nobody exercises them because they're not specific to any of the machines that you see in the gym. And unless you isolate and really concentrate on contracting those support muscles, the other muscles can't be as efficient.
Okay, and that's a very good point. So when you need physical therapy, you know, just don't go to a gym. Go to somebody as a physical therapist, like professional physical therapy or the therapy place of your choice, and make sure that all those support muscles are worked on too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, now still 15 minutes if somebody mentions their favorite radio station?
Always, Skip.
Well, that's the phone number they can call.
They can call us at 423-0100.
Okay, and your new location, buddy?
At 1316 South Ridgewood Avenue.
Jeff, always a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, Skip.
There he goes. Jeff Burnett, professional physical therapy in Edgewater in their new location.
This is Dr. Wendy Libby, president of Stetson University, with an invitation.